Morning. Today I'm going to talk about some of our research on mortality rates in coal mining and non-coal mining areas of Appalachia. This is work that was done jointly with my colleagues at the University of Pittsburgh Graduate School of Public Health. The following personal financial relationships with commercial interests relevant to this presentation existed during the past 12 months, no relationships to disclose. The map here shows the Appalachian region, which extends, if you're not familiar, from New York all the way down into Georgia, Alabama, and Mississippi. The entire state of West Virginia is included in Appalachia. In general, Appalachian counties have lower per capita income than the U.S. average. The U.S. average per capita income is about $39,000. The Appalachian average is about $32,000, and the darker blue counties shown here, the average per capita income is $15,000 to $25,000. In addition to having lower per capita income, they also have higher levels of adverse health outcomes that have been shown in a lot of different studies, including mortality. Some of these studies have related the adverse health outcomes to coal production, especially in the West Virginia, Kentucky, and southwestern Virginia regions. The specific aim of this study was to examine diabetes mortality rates in 31 median income matched Appalachian counties. So we had identified 31 coal mining counties and median income matched those to 31 non-coal mining counties in Appalachia. We evaluated the relationship with cumulative coal production and with population level covariates. We collected mortality, coal production, and covariate information. We have mortality information from 1962 to 2009. We age-adjusted those and are specifically looking at diabetes mortality here. We had coal production for that entire time period as well at the county level for total surface and underground coal. We got covariate information from national studies such as the BRFSS, on and census for unemployment, socioeconomic status, percent poverty, characteristics like that. We also performed some negative binomial regression rate ratios modeling, and we looked at cumulative coal quartile of production, and then we did some covariate adjustment as well. This is the study area that we are interested in. The levels of coal production are shown in the green, yellow, orange, and red. Red is the highest. As you can see, it's primarily focused in this portion of West Virginia. The blue counties shown here are the median income matched non-coal producing counties. So to get a median income matched county for each of our coal producing counties, we had to go outside of West Virginia, as you see, although these are still Appalachian counties. The graph here shows the age-adjusted mortality rates by time period, by gender, and coal mining status. So we are showing female coal and non-coal in the orange and red, and male non-coal and coal in the green and blue. As you can see, in the earliest time periods examined in the 60s and 70s, there was very little difference between the coal mining and non-coal mining rates. They had overlapping confidence intervals and were not statistically significantly different. Beginning in about the early 90s, you started to see the two paths veering off, with the non-coal mining counties shown here and the coal mining counties increasing here to have statistically significantly different mortality rates in the last time period examined, 2005 to 2009. The red here is the female compared to the female coal compared to the female non-coal. The green is the male non-coal compared to the male coal. So they were very disparate by the end of the time periods examined. So we wanted to look by coal production then. So this is again by quartile of coal production. The blue, once again, is the non-coal mining counties, and the green, yellow, orange, and red are the coal mining counties. The again, as you saw earlier, in the early time periods, there were no statistically significant differences. As we got into the 90s, the had started to veer. The blue here are the non-coal mining counties, and they are statistically significantly different than most of the other coal mining. Although we are not seeing a perfect dose-response relationship here, because the red is actually the fourth quartile, and it is not the highest. This is the third quartile of production. So we wanted to examine that a little bit further, and we performed the rate ratios. So if you're familiar with a rate ratio, the blue, the light blue here, is one, which is the non-coal. So that's the comparison, the baseline. Anything greater than one is showing an excess risk. So again, up until the 1970s or early 80s, you aren't seeing much risk, and then it starts to look like there is actually perhaps a dose-response relationship, as increasing risk with increasing quartile of coal production through the 80s and 90s. And then in the 90s and 2000s, there is an elevated risk for any coal, but it does not appear to be related to the amount produced. So then we wanted to consider the covariates, as I mentioned. Unemployment was similar by coal level, so if you look at the mean rates of unemployment in among the non-coal and coal, you see that the rates are 7 to 8%. The ranges are pretty similar. We do see increased poverty with increased coal production, though. Coal levels 3 and 4 have 24 and 22% of the people living below the poverty range, with wider ranges and higher, lower limits than some of the other groups. We also see perhaps a relationship with lower high school completion rates and higher obesity in the higher levels of coal production. We don't really see too much with smoking, and none of the other covariates examined appeared to have any relationship with disease. So if we mapped the coal production by obesity, as we saw there, looked like perhaps there was a relationship. You can see that the purple circles represent the percent of the county population considered obese with a BMI greater than or equal to 30. Remember, these are income median matched, so the counties here are still Appalachian counties that are the same income, and the counties here with these greater, larger purple circles have higher coal production. So we're seeing perhaps a relationship that the counties with higher coal production have a more obese population. We also see that the counties with lower median income are more obese, but that appears to only exist in West Virginia. The counties here, again, are the median income counties, so the red have the lowest, and the orange and yellow are also lower. They have, compared to the West Virginia populations, a much smaller circle representing the number of obese, the percent of the population that's obese. So a lot of the larger circles are in West Virginia, especially compared to our non-West Virginia counties. So what's going on? Is there a biological plausibility for coal being associated with diabetes mortality? We could find no evidence of that in the literature. Diabetes also obviously has a genetic component and an obesity component. In a population level covariate, we see that obesity is higher rates of obesity in West Virginia. And we also saw a relationship with income that was only West Virginia specific. So it looks like counties outside of West Virginia are doing a better job of maintaining a healthier BMI than counties within West Virginia. So we wanted to do one last examination where we looked at the association with the diabetes prevalence. Remember, we were looking at diabetes mortality. And you see on this map, so this is still the median income with the percent obese, and now the crosses in the middle represent the percent of diabetes population. So we're seeing that, again, the percent obese and the percent with diabetes are much, much larger in West Virginia. Some of these, even though they don't have a high percent obese, some of these crosses are much larger than the percent than the comparative level of obesity, indicating a high number of people that have diabetes prevalence. Although overall, the diabetes prevalence and obesity rates are fairly well correlated. Again, the focus here in this area with the high coal production and with the high obesity and the high diabetes prevalence is really where there needs to be some interventions on the community level. So the bottom line is that the disparities that you see in diabetes prevalence rates currently also are seen in the diabetes mortality rates. And it manifested in the 1970s, and it continues to be disparate even in the current time period. So what do we do next as we've moved on to look at individual level data? And we need to really consider the effects of the rural Appalachian culture with this work. That's a very coal-dependent, highly mountainous, very rural area of the country, and you need to really tailor population-specific interventions to those people to help combat this kind of very high prevalence of diabetes and mortality and obesity in this population.